This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 8th day of March, your prepper tip of the day. And I believe if Dr. Wilbert joins us, he'll be expanding on this. I encourage all of you to work on your physical fitness. Stretching is really important, just as important, if not more so than anything else. And just walk. Get some good quality walking shoes. Seriously, good quality walking shoes. And just walk. The more you walk, the better you'll feel. And if you want to advance from there, do so. And get more vigorous, whatever that is you choose to do. Okay, well, we're hoping that Dr. Wilbert would call in. Apparently, he has not called in yet. If and when he does, we will bring him on board with us, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. I've been working for several weeks now to get my new project up and running. Today is the first day we're announcing it. I am sponsoring a Caribbean cruise this fall. You'll be cruising with myself and people of like mind on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. We leave Saturday, October 12th, and we return Saturday, October 19th. It'll be a lot of fun. It will be a lot of fun, and you'll learn a lot. I'm updating my training material. We will have a learning session every morning while we're out and about there on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. While we're at sea, we'll have two educational sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, when we have a port of call, just the one morning session. And every evening, we all get together for dinner and discuss the things that, well, anything we want to talk about, quite frankly. So it'll be a great trip. We go to sea at 4:30 p.m. on the 12th of October. We have dinner that evening, have a get-together, kind of a meet-and-greet things that afternoon. All day the 13th, we're at sea. We have an educational session in the morning, educational session in the afternoon, and dinner together that evening. The 14th will be at Roatan, Honduras. I'm not sure if I say that right. Roatan. Port of call. So our training session is only in the morning. Hang out there and enjoy the sights in Honduras. Get back on the ship, have dinner together. The next day, we'll have a training session in the morning, educational training session. That afternoon, we'll be visiting Costa Maya, Mexico, and once again, have dinner in the evening. The following day, we'll have an educational session in the morning and spend the afternoon in Cozumel, Mexico. Every day, we have dinner together in the evening. Now, the 17th, we're at sea all day, so it'll be a fun day. We'll have a short training session in the morning, a short educational session in the afternoon, plenty of time to enjoy the wonderful food, all the things there are to do, the live entertainment on the Royal Caribbean. And our last port of call is Coco Bay, a private island owned by Royal Caribbean. How about that? Educational session in the morning, and then you get the goof off all afternoon, and then dinner that evening. So I'm looking forward to it. I've never been on a cruise before myself, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that books passage and can go with us. The training sessions will be fun. They'll be educational. You'll get books to take home with you from the training sessions, and I know that everybody will get a lot out of it. Okay, looks like Dr. Wilbert has a conflict this morning and won't be joining us. If he does, we'll certainly bring him on board. We'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. It's been how many years now since I first started talking publicly about the dying off of insects, flying insects, all insects, but we mostly focus on the flying insects since they're so easy to focus on. This changes everything. By itself, this changes everything, the dying off of the flying insects. You don't need to be waiting for EMP. You don't need to be waiting for rising ocean levels. We got this in our face right now. We do. Everything is dependent on everything else. Now, I took a class on ecology when I was in college. It seemed like a good class to take. I'm glad I took it. And what I learned from the instructor, he says, John, you could take a cubic yard of earth from good, healthy soil that gets moisture and so forth in a temperate climate like ours, a cubic yard of earth that's 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet, you could spend the rest of your life studying, figuring out, determining what living organisms are in that one cubic yard of earth. Seriously, the rest of your life. That's how complex our environment is. This all began for me. I was on a road trip helping some clients on a security detail. This would have been 10 years ago. We traveled the interstate highway in New York State from east to west at night, 70 miles an hour. Didn't go much above it, didn't go much below it. Labor Day weekend. This is a warm summer evening. Labor Day weekend. Stopped to get fuel about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to be cleaning all these hundreds of dead bugs off this windshield and off the headlights so I can see where I'm going. And I get out, I look at this windshield, and I instantly see something's terribly wrong. Something is dramatically, terribly wrong. There was maybe 10 bugs on the windshield. Now, this is not the desert. This is New York State. Heavily forested country, area, summer weekend, summer night, Labor Day weekend. I had to look up, and there should be thousands of bugs flying about the bright white lights of the service station, the gas station. And there were maybe 20 or 30 around each light. And my traveling companions, I said, look, you know, look, guys, look at this windshield. Look up at these lights. Something's really wrong here. Well, I get back and I get to Crawford County and I talk to our director of emergency preparedness, and she says, oh yeah, John, it's very rare that I find something she doesn't already know. It has happened, but not much. She says, oh yeah, John, within FEMA, people in FEMA and Homeland Security are very aware of this, and they're very concerned about it. Nobody's talking about it publicly, but within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, within 100 miles of the Pacific Ocean, within 100 miles of the Gulf of Mexico, there's almost no flying bugs, almost none compared to what should be there. Now let's go to the middle of the country, where I live, South Central Missouri. I love riding my Vulcan Nomad motorcycle. It's a big cruiser, 750 pounds, V-twin, over 100 horsepower, windshield, all the stuff that makes them comfortable. Well, I started noticing the same thing there. I would go on a ride and finish my ride on a summer day, and sure, there'd be some bugs on my windshield, but not nearly what there should be under what I've always considered normal conditions for summer driving, or summer riding, as the case may be. Now, it's only been the last 2 or 3 months, since about the first year, I've started seeing alternative media do any articles at all. I believe I might have seen the last 7 or 8 years, maybe one or two here and there. And I read the alternative media pretty diligently. But there's been two or three, maybe four articles this calendar year, which is only just over 2 months old, 2 months and a week. No mainstream attention whatsoever, none that I'm aware of. I can't claim to watch all the things mainstream media does, broadcast, TV, radio, newspapers. Given the volume of all the mainstream media, there probably has been some. I'm simply not aware of it. Now, within scientific journals, I'm sure there's been some discussion of this, especially scientific journals dedicated to entomology. At my website, when you scroll down there at thelibertyman.com, you'll see, looks like it's gone. Oh, here it is. No, it's still there. Excuse me. Where have all the bugs gone? In the middle, these blocks or tiles are laid out in groups of three. It's a third group of three down, right in the middle. Where have all the bugs gone? You'll see a note I wrote to a British female entomologist, and her, I believe, two responses back to me. It's not just North America. So I know this is going on in the United Kingdom. And my suspicion, without evidence, probably happening all over the Northern Hemisphere. The Northern Hemisphere is where most people are. The Northern Hemisphere is where most of the agriculture takes place. So, how does this translate into all of you listening to me out there? I got listeners in the Northern Hemisphere, in the Equatorial area, in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm getting some reports that the Southern Hemisphere is having a similar situation, by the way. But here's what it means. First of all, you're not going to change it on your own. That's simply not going to happen. I'm not sure what the cause is, where it's easy to lay the blame at the feet of these pesticides and herbicides, which may or may not be the cause. Don't know. But what you can do is take responsibility for yourself and look at in becoming somehow, some way involved with a hobby farm. If you're an urban dweller, it's going to be difficult. I understand that. I'm not challenging that. The smart thing to do would be to network and find a family who already has a hobby farm that could use and need two things: time and money. Your time and your money. Your time to come out on weekends and do carpenter work, electrical work, mechanical work, gardening work, animal husbandry, painting, cleaning, whatever it is, and contribute money both. If you can contribute time and money to a hobby farm, you could work out an agreement where there would be a welcome for you and your family if and when the time came that you and your family had to evacuate that dangerous, densely populated urban suburban area that you reside in and need to go someplace safe. Now, wouldn't that be a win-win situation? Of course it would. If you already live in what's considered, at least for your own satisfaction, a safe area where you could establish your own hobby farm, well, spring planning is just a few weeks away. You might want to join if you don't have a clue how to do this. There's going to be a gardening club locally that you might be able to get involved with. The county extension office probably has free brochures that you can get your hands on. They may have a soil testing service that you can make use of for a very minimal fee. You may have neighbors that are gardeners. Maybe they've been gardeners for 10, 20, or 30 years. They would be glad to exchange information with you. If you offered to help them with their gardening, you can learn. There's no better way to learn than on-the-job training. There really isn't. That is, in my opinion, the best way to learn, on-the-job training. So you go there, you spend a few hours helping your neighbor do some gardening things, and you go back to your place and duplicate what you just did. There's a lot to this. Your first garden will probably be a disaster. You may be quite successful and quite fortunate and have a great garden that first time out. The odds of it happening are pretty minimal. But you need to do it. You need to do it. If you want to extend the gardening, the growing season for plant fruits and vegetables, you're going to have some kind of protected shelter. In most climates, if you're far enough south, that won't be an issue. You'll just be dealing with fire ants. But if you're in a place where there's freezing cold, you're going to have some kind of shelter, a greenhouse of some sort, if you want to have fresh fruits and vegetables all year long. Now, there may be some way, if there's a government subsidy of some sort. I have neighbors who participated in this. I don't know the details, but chances are you have a neighbor that already knows about it. The county extension office probably has information on how to get a government subsidy for both a greenhouse and maybe for some solar panels as well. Check it out. Check it out. If it's there, make use of it. By all means, make use of it. Absolutely. That would be a real smart thing to do, don't you think? We got a caller on hold here. The call number is 800-313-9443. We got Betty in North Carolina. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning. Do you mind if I interject a different subject for just a minute?
Not at all. Not at all, Betty, please.
Okay. Yesterday, the 7th, Thursday, our House Bill 183, talking about intolerance, expressions of intolerance being a contradiction of our values, and it passed from 407 to 23. I think we need a whole lot of talk on it, and I sure don't see anything on the station that is helpful. And I wonder if you would kind of talk to the subject.
Okay, well, I'll do that, Betty.
Thank
you for your call.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Betty. This began as a censor of this Muslim congresswoman. I don't have her name in front of me. She's always got her hijab on, by the way. for the anti-Semitic statement she's made. It got watered down to where she was no longer being personally censored. We'll talk about it a little more after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
Wish I was in the land of cotton, wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of March. Quick reminder, we now have up and running the announcement for my cruise that I'm sponsoring on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Going back to Betty's question, and she wants some comment about this. The legislation began as something that, name by name, this Muslim woman, Omar, who is one of the first two Muslim women elected to the United States Congress, naming her by name as making anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel statements. It got watered down and changed to be a generic resolution, which this only affects Congress, by the way. It affects nobody else on this planet except members of Congress. It's to call out and members of Congress who make anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim statements. And I think the news cycle will drop this before the end of next week. By next Friday, this will no longer be an issue in the news cycle, unless something new comes up to stir the pot again. That will be over and done with. When I first started talking about Islam publicly, it's been 8 or 10 years ago, I had emails from people who supported Islam saying, oh, it's a religion of peace. Oh, we would not have algebra if it wasn't for Islam, for Muslims. And attempting to get me to think that something about Islam was worthwhile. Well, nothing about Islam is worthwhile. Nothing at all about Islam is worthwhile. Just in the last few days, we've had some of the most respected Muslim clerics on the planet. These aren't people living in mud huts out in the desert. Some of the most respected Muslim clerics that there are defending marrying children, 7, 8, 9 years old. That's what they're doing. In addition to defending polygamy, of course, which has been a Muslim tradition for 1,000 years, and of course marrying their cousins, which has been until I found out about the inbreeding of Muslims, a lot of things made sense that didn't make sense at all before. What's inbreeding? Well, that's marrying somebody that you're related to by blood, a close relative that you're related to by blood. Obviously, marrying a brother or a sister, marrying a father or mother, or in the case of most Muslims, marrying their first cousins. That's what they do. They marry their first cousins. And Muhammad advocated that. He thought that was just a dandy idea. So let's do a quick little thing here. I'm going to go to my search engine, and I'm going to put two words in there: Muslim inbreeding. Inbreeding. And see what comes up. Push go button, and here we go. We've got Arab dating sites. Here we go. Muslim inbreeding is a huge problem. Here's another one. Muslim inbreeding dragging Britain back to the 19th century. Saudi, here's another article, New York Times. Saudi Arabia wakes to the perils of inbreeding, and on and on and on. The first generation doing that, first generation, you have a dramatic percentage increase in the chance of reduced IQ, birth defects, and insanity. Just do that one time, one generation. What happens when you do it 1,000 years? You have to guess. Your DNA is broken. It can't be fixed. Your DNA of your entire society is broken and can't be fixed. It can't. Now, at the top levels of Muslim community, they know this, and they don't do that, at least not very much that I know of. But most Muslims aren't that bright. They can't be because they're inbred. The average Muslim IQ is running around 70, 75. That's borderline retarded. So as I said earlier, once I found out about the inbreeding, then things made sense. Like, oh, how do you convince somebody to strap a bomb themselves and blow themselves up? If you got a 70 IQ, it becomes a lot easier. It becomes much easier to convince somebody to strap themselves with explosives and blow themselves up. It's an issue. It's a massive issue that, we got a break. We got a break. We'll get back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, I am sponsoring a Royal Caribbean cruise. It's coming October. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. It will be a lot of fun. Our project of locating images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, well, it continues. And we will keep finding these images, getting them posted. People who find them get me the screen capture. They get their choice of any of my six DVDs. And, of course, I have an energy clinic for sale at my website. You want to sleep as good as you, better than you slept since you were a child? Seriously? If you watch Fox News, and I do have occasion to watch Fox News, you'll see this guy advertising my pillow. They probably are great pillows. But I don't know how well they work. I like a feather pillow myself. I can mold it in any shape I like. But I sleep as good as I did as a child, seriously. Since I've been using energy clear, I sleep like a healthy five-year-old. I'm just dead to the world. although gunfire, mortar attacks, and breaking glass still wake me up pretty quickly. I have a great night's sleep, and you can also. Got arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Seriously? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad to go with it. Everything's in stock. I just got a fresh shipment of mattress pads yesterday. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-313-DISREGARD, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I didn't pre-plan ahead of time to talk about Islam this show, but it's a topic that needs to be discussed. This call number is 800-313-9443. Here's what most Westerners believe, what most Westerners think, what most Americans think and believe. Oh, it's okay if Muslims come here. It's just like any other religion, the Presbyterians or the Baptists or whatever else. They just happen to have a different holy book. And they'll come here. They'll become patriotic, productive Americans. Productive, that word productive. And we have a lot of Americans with a 70 IQ. We do. A lot of Americans have a 70 IQ. What do? Well, they may work in a sheltered workshop where they pack products for shipping. Maybe they have some kind of job where they're under careful supervision of some sort. Maybe they help in the family business of being productive somehow, some way. There's nothing wrong with people with a 70 IQ. They deserve a good life also, on one hand. On the other, there's, in our society, in 2019, there's not a whole lot of places of employment that can make use of somebody with 70 IQ. There simply aren't. Those positions are extremely limited. They are. Even being a janitor these days requires mental capability to read a 20-page warning that comes with these powerful, dangerous things used to clean different things and do maintenance. Here's what I'm trying to explain to you. Most of these men and women are going to end up on welfare because they have a 70 IQ, and they may be illiterate or semi-literate. If you have a 70 IQ and you're either illiterate or semi-literate, there's not much you can do in this society. You're probably more likely than not going to end up on the government dole, taking what's called welfare for your subsistence. You're probably also going to be a lot more susceptible to the message from your local imam preaching hate and violence. You won't have the intellectual capacity to resist that, to have independent thoughts on your own because of that low IQ. Inbreeding causes dramatic increase in depression, schizophrenia, mental retardations. That would be an IQ of less than 69. Serious stuff. We don't need these people here. Now, we got enough native-born Americans that have low IQ, and we treat them humanely and with passion. Compassion, I should say. And we don't need to be bringing any more in. We really don't. Here's a caller on hold. Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Have you looked at the astrophysics guy, Dr. Bill Warner's study of Islam, what he calls political Islam? Have you looked at any of his videos and materials?
Well, I generally read. I usually don't watch videos. I read books.
Well, it really summarizes... He does have some books out too, but He's got a dynamic battle map that just puts it on in perspective that the jihad versus the Crusades is a joke. And, of course, there's thousands and thousands of slaves that were taken into custody from Spain and France and Italy over hundreds of years. And so there's a lot of European ancestry or blood over there in the Middle East because, like, Tamerlane, you know, just order up 1,000 blonde virgins, no big deal. You know, after they conquered the Mediterranean. And, you know, I emailed him this after I found it out from some health gurus that goats have the equivalent of something crazy like 50,000. We would have to take something like 50,000 units of vitamin D a day to have the blood level that goats have naturally occurring in their blood. And they also make their own vitamin C. Humans and guinea pigs don't make their own vitamin C. So we have to have that's one of the survival things. You got to make sure you have vitamin C from some source, be it rose hips or supplements and stuff like that. But that has to be a factor, I think, in how they were able to conquer the Mediterranean and do so much desertification and destruction of the Byzantine agriculture that was left over from the Romans. They caused a huge amount of desertification to the point where I think it even affected the weather of North America, because their goat herds would just go through and just eat everything. If you've ever seen goats, people will run.
That's
goats.
That's what they're known for. They eat down to the nubs. Yep, they do.
Oh, I saw a guy over not too far from where I'm at. He ran four or five goats on a piece of property. He had to quit running them, but he had that place looking like a dang state park after a couple of seasons of running goats, because there was nothing left of leaves and trees, and they'd eat everything that they could reach.
They eat poison ivy. They eat everything.
Right. Well, he did have it looking property. His property looked pretty nice, you know. The only thing that was left there was the large established trees, and it was grassland in between. But my point being is that if people want a shortcut to understand political Islam, if a country becomes majority of Islam, then they are subject to being executed as a hypocrite if they don't join the jihad and establish Sharia. And that's the political aspect of that a lot of people aren't they're just not up on, because, you know, a lot of Muslims are very nice and peaceful, and, you know, they blend in with the culture in a lot of ways. And
until they become a majority, that's how they act. You're right.
And then they're the so-called radicals. I don't think there's probably not such a thing as a radical Islam, because there's good Christians and then Christians that don't follow the teachings of the Bible. There's a lot of Muslims that don't necessarily follow the teachings of the Quran, but, you know, the Quran is not even a third of their scriptures, and there's two Qurans. There's an early Quran and a late Quran, and the late Quran is the one where a lot of the radical violence is put forward. But there's also a whole body of work called Sadith or Sirah and Hadith, and that's where you find out what Muhammad did and a lot of his first-generation jihadists that, you know, piled up people's heads to the height of a man on horseback, you know, skulls and, and they just went through and they destroyed so much of Christianity throughout the Middle East. If it didn't have something to do with Islam, burn it, you know. Every time they came across a library, they just burned everything because they figured, well, we've already got all the stuff that we need to know about Islam. If it doesn't have to do with Islam, just burn it. And they went through India and Pakistan, you know, the Silk Road had Christian missionaries all the way into China. But that was all destroyed, you know, by jihad over the course of several hundred years, until the Christians finally got some steel in their spine and they went over there and preserved what was left of it with the Crusades. And if you look at Dr. Bill Warner's battle maps, you'll see the perspective there. There's thousands and thousands of battles that occurred in the jihad. From Spain and France and Italy, you know, all the islands in the Mediterranean, all around North Africa. And when you look at the Crusades, it was just a handful of battles by comparison that went in there.
Well, you sound pretty knowledgeable, Mike. I'm going to ask you, what was the day the Christian army in Europe defeated the invading Muslim army? What was that? What day? What month and what day?
See, I'm not up to that. I deal in concepts.
Okay, it's real easy.
But that's one of the things I hated about in
Battle
history.
Of Vienna. Battle of Vienna.
1066? I don't know. What year was
that? The months and the day, not the year. The months and the day.
Oh. Yeah.
September 11th.
The year.
September 11th.
Oh, it was. Wow.
It was September 11th that the combined Christian armies, the equivalent of NATO, centuries ago, defeated the Muslim army. They never got over it. Right? That's why they attacked us on September 11th. They never got over it. That's why they celebrated. That's why they celebrated, because they finally, after centuries, they were able to strike back. These people have a very long memory. They know their history.
Well, studying what I have studied on for the last 20-some years about how we have no real network security and there's all these ghosts in the machine and the phone networks, September 11th was a massive psychological operation, I think, and there are several players in the mix. As Fox News put it in their four-part series with Carl Cameron, how could they have not known? And you had the Odigo instant messaging service that warned hundreds and hundreds of people. They don't even know how many people got a warning not to go into work that day. How could they have not known? Because these hundreds of spies were arrested in the summer of September 11th, many of them posing as art students or urban-moving people. Even President Trump thinks that the people that were dancing in New Jersey, dancing around celebrating, were Arab people. They weren't. It was a good indication that they had foreknowledge just from that one incident, the dancing Israelis working for Urban Moving Systems. So the idea that it was fomented and made to happen on purpose with patsies, as you pointed out, a lot of these guys are kind of dimwits. Not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them are kind of, slow. As far as the culturally biased IQ test goes, they may be in on a 85 to 95 IQ on average, so they're easily manipulated. Just like a lot of people criticize that cops over IQ of 100 don't get hired. There's a lot of Islam patsies that can be fomented. You catch them on their social media posts, and you can easily entice them into doing stuff. I think a couple of 3 years ago there was a teenager that bombed a Christmas tree. The FBI had to build the bomb for him and gave him the van and the money to do it. I mean, that is a manufactured event. If the local crew of FBI guys can do that with a Muslim patsy, what can you do if you have the unlimited resources of the Israeli Mossad, which are all in our phone networks as AdamDocs and InfoSys, and now, of course, they sold the Naris nodes to Boeing, and the Naris nodes slurp up everything. Israel gets a copy of it all. Julian Assange, maybe Snowden, one of the both of them leaked that. So if you think September 11th was some natural event, I think you need to think again. I mean, who coordinated and moved all those drills? There was like Vigilant Guardian, Northern Guardian, Northern Vigilance. And there was only two fighters on station that could be deployed for the whole eastern United States. That was Muslim. I mean, we're left with the philosophical dilemma that Allah helped them that much, right? I don't think so.
Well, obviously, it wasn't Allah. No.
Yeah, Allah did not help these guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't Allah.
Well, clearly, it wasn't. Airplanes did not bring those buildings down. There's no doubt about that. And there's several thousand engineers, credentialed engineers, licensed engineers, have joined together to try to get the word out, mostly unsuccessfully, that airplanes and diesel fuel, or kerosene, all jet fuel is kerosene, can't bring down modern steel reinforced buildings. They can't do that.
No.
I know.
We need a new investigation into that, because it was a half-baked farce. Firefighter Magazine called it a half-baked farce. And so, whoever behind the scenes thought it needed to happen. But that is a pattern of behavior of Islam. They attack economic infrastructure. And you look at the Barbary pilots, the pirates, that is. The Christians couldn't float a plank on the Mediterranean Sea. They do economic warfare. They destroyed all the agriculture in North Africa. So you know, it's a pattern of behavior there, and whoever designed September 11th as a psychological operation incorporated all those elements into the attack on the World Trade Center, an economic target. But the flight into the Pentagon, according to pilots for 9/11 Truth, had an operational GPS, a 1991 American Airlines 757 or 767, whichever it was, would not have had a GPS in it. So there's a smoking gun right there. I know somebody that works for Boeing or GE, and they cannot see the engine diagrams to do a photo comparison with the parts that are pictured inside the Pentagon, the photographic evidence of the American Airlines plane. So obviously it looks like an Operation Northwood swap out. They swapped it out with something that had a much more powerful power plants for it to be hitting the building. And the last few seconds, probably less than 45 seconds, it went from 240 knots to 380 or even higher. You're not sure, 480 Amazing. Knots impact speed. Mike, I'll let you go.
We got a break. Thanks for the call. Yeah. We appreciate it. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
No satisfaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More here on Friday the 8th day of March. Okay, well, we got a new week ahead of us next week. Jimmy Gensling's been having some issues with his cancer treatment, pancreatic cancer. He really looks forward to Fires Monday. It gives him something to look forward to, and I hope Jimmy can be with us this coming Monday. Tuesday, we'll have Leon Green in the second hour, as always. We may or may not have a special guest the first hour. I keep that open in case something comes up. Wednesday, my friend Professor McCanning, first hour. We never know what direction we'll be going with Jim. Hour two, Jeff Nyquist, and we'll be focusing on the International Comics Conspiracy, as always. I'm really happy and pleased to make the announcement today that we are having a John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines this coming October. It'll be fun. Spending a week with people of like mind, enjoying the great food, seeing the sights on the different ports of call, getting some education, exchanging ideas, having dinner together every evening. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope a lot of you can join me on that cruise. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Got a little information here. There's a forensic pathologist at the Medical University of Kabul, Afghanistan, Dr. Yusuf Yadgari. He's autopsied the remains of suicide bombers. And what he found is 90% are suffering from severe illnesses such as blindness, cancer, missing limbs, or leprosy. Suicide bombers. Now, in Muslim society, you'd be marginalized and not accepted if you're suffering from one of those things. They also, Al-Qaeda uses people with Down syndrome to commit suicide attacks. That's what they do. Are you shocked? Are you surprised? I'm not. No. It's a way to end the pain and become a hero and have social recognition and honor and money for your family. They do. That's one of the things they do with these terrorist bombers. They financially reward the family left behind. What a bizarre, freakish, barbaric, dangerous religion, Islam. Bizarre, freakish, dangerous religion. Yes, that's what it is. And we will be dealing with this the rest of our lives. We already have too many of them here. Islam is not compatible with Western society. Period. End of discussion. It's not. It can't be. It never will be. Well, we've got a weekend coming up. Time to work on your preparations, work on your physical fitness. Be sure and do your stretching. Stretching is just as important and often overlooked. Be sure you do your stretching before you begin any exercise program. If there's any question about your health, you need to check with your health professional first, your caregiver, who that might be, chiropractor, doctor, DO. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Plant supply, get your plenty of essential oils, now what? The anti-carbon air conditioner. Never, ever good for guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.